Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you're ready for a fun show. We're going to be here having a lot of blast, a lot of fun. It's Friday night. Those of you calling in the 773-897-6461 number, we will continue to be here for a little bit. I'm going to take just a moment and play a little fun song. I hope you're ready to go wild. For those of you to call in, go to the PsychicsGoneWild.com site or get a hold of us at 773-897-6461 if you'd like to put in for those prizes and some of the fun things that we do. We're going to take just a minute and play a little bit of a song that I love. It's called Rocks and Rainbows. And welcome, we do. We've got a lot of callers here tonight. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, which we have every now and then. So those of you calling in, do the 773-897-6461. This is Psychic Jethro looking to have some fun with all of you calling in. We've got quite a few callers, and we're going to start out with a little bit of emails and some fun and just have a fun Friday, which we always like to do. I know a lot of you are continually trying to contact and just keep going ahead and get a hold of us because we're always here for you. We never worry about that. We just kind of work with you. We make sure that everybody gets together and has a fun time on Friday. And it's like the most funnest thing, no matter what you want to say or do, it'll be working with you. It's like there's something else going on, making sure that you're having that fun. And let's do this Psychics Gone Wild show. We are having a little technical get a hold of our other assistant, and we're going to go ahead and just take some phone calls and do some reading. So those of you tuning in, this is Jethro 310. What do you know, 310?
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you? You having a great after Christmas day?
I am. I'm being very lazy.
I love that. I am too. Just been kind of taking it easy and eating the food that I didn't get to yesterday.
That's good. So I just wanted to see if I could get a reading. Are you guys doing that tonight?
If you give me your name and the question, I can do that here. But if I do need to get permission from your guides, so I need you to say your first name for me.
Okay, my name is Susan.
And one of the things that are going through, Susan, that we're having happen here is I'm picking up with your angels and guide work that you're working through another situation. I feel that there's been a lot of other activity happening and a lot of development for you that's going through another part of it. And it looks to me like, Susan, I feel like there's a transition there for you. I'm feeling that there's this is coming in your future. They said there's going to be more of some of the things you want to do. I feel like this year took a toll on you. They're telling me you've had to do some extra things or put yourself in a situation that wasn't always very good for you health-wise is what they're telling me. They're telling me there's a lot of tension there is what I'm getting.
Yes.
Yes, and I feel that there's something to do with this man, this male person that's also going through another situation that is not making any sense at all.
Okay, yes, definitely.
And that part of your life and the things going there is that's what they're talking about, the transition. They're telling me that you've gotten to a point where you need some solvable answers, and I feel like this person is deliberately keeping you out of the loop or doing something. There's something there going on with this is what the angels are telling me. They're telling me that you have been having this for quite a while, and there's some other systems and other things going on that are also working out very sadly to the other part of the work and some of the things going in together to make sure that you can handle this with this. Do you mind if you say the person's name? Because I honestly feel like it's surrounded or this relationship's what's causing you the stress.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, it's very much one of those relationships that begins to really strengthen up and begin to handle and begin to deal with you and him together in such a way that it doesn't even make any sense in any form or energy of what's going on, you know?
Right.
And they said that you're, happening some of the other part of your situation, you also are beginning to really strengthen out and handle everything together. And they said, as you are beginning to really deal with this situation, it looks like you've began to handle each and everything all at once. And I feel that this has been over a mountain. You were put together in this relationship and karma to go through this. And now the guys are saying it's time for another part of some things have got to come out. He's got to be more honest with you. There's a part of him that's a secret life or something there is what I'm getting. I feel there's a part of him you don't understand. And if you try to inquire, then you're treated not right or something here.
Okay. Well, I haven't even tried, but I'm curious about it. That's for sure.
That's what I feel, and I feel that you, and I feel you should be. That's what they were talking about with the karma. I feel that this is where this is, and I'm a little bit in the future. I'm talking 2015. They're showing you also working out some of the other situations there and being able to really pronounce what you were looking for and some other things with it, and then it's able to begin to work out such another relationship that will be even more positive for you and eventually kick into what you needed to have happen. So
okay.
That's all going to be really strengthened for you and making it even better. I hope you're having a good time. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. And do me a favor, if you check on Psychics Gone Wild, we're giving away, we have some cartridges over there, phenomenal ones. We're going to be giving away next week of very big prizes here. Everything from $150 readings to books of all of our, we've got Gary Wimmer's and my book and a couple other books and signed books. I'm even going to be giving away some of the tools so you can play and do some of the readings that we have. So would you please check it out over at Psychics Gone Wild and let me know what you think of it.
I sure will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Many blessings to you.
Blessings. Thank you. Those of you calling in, we're doing a little bit of readings, a lot of fun, having a little excitement. We've got quite a few individuals on the queue, so be ready to go with it. I know that tonight normally we have it. It's me right now alone here working with it. I'm doing everything I can with the technical support we're having, but we're getting through. And one of the funnest things about this is this time of the year is we're talking about the magic of Christmas and the holidays. So I'm going to be having you guys that are on the phones call and share a little bit with us, too. Psychics Gone Wild is a fun developing place for those of you who want to get in and get a reading, but also a learning place. So we need to be discussing what we've got this year. A lot of us this year with the Saturn and the focus on it being in Scorpio house have learned a lot about the word karma. I brought that up earlier in the reading. Karma is becoming one of the strongest words for those of you who are tuning in to the show to be able to focus and have all of that development. So beginning to work out another energy for you, you also are beginning to handle another situation of finding and building that karma for yourself and putting together a lot of that work that all of you guys, you know, want in your life. So let's talk as we get in a little bit on the show. I will read for you, but you know, I need to have your participation for our radio listeners and friends. A lot of people will think or say something, and there's many other people that are listening in that are feeling the same way. I have someone here writing in. I'm getting in a few of the emails here and a couple of our Facebook friends, and they're writing to me, Jethro, I've always had a friend who didn't understand Christmas. This year we worked together and found out that she had had a life where some bad things had happened, and we feel that she was actually died in a Christmas fire in a past life. I was wondering if any of your listeners or anybody out there could relate to this, because I know that we've known each other for over 23 years, and I don't remember Lisa having a very positive time or having a very much energy when it came to Christmas. Well, a lot of us share in some of those, and this is something that we want to look at. Now, you want to talk about past life work. A good example, you drowned in a life and you have a fear, unknown of water. You have in this life other unreasonable finds. You find pains, aches in your bodies, to later go back, have hypnosis, or work with a spiritual person to find that that part of your body was something that was hurt in a past life. So those of you tuning in, that's some of the magic of working with one of us. We'll get with you, whether you're a Reiki master or just a color healing or just a psychic or a medium. It all is the same energy. You can have someone sit down with you and work with you. Whether it's even, you know, that they're known for their healing, they can give you the guidance, advice, and find out how to cure those. I've had individuals through the years, excuse me, I apologize, you can hear my voice here going, a little bit of the energy of sometimes the most remarkable things come from working with someone who's able to get this together for you and be able to assuredly go through that work of making sure that each and everything that you wanted was able to completely promote that. So all of you that are tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, having a blast tonight. I'm glad you called in. Let's grab a couple of those phones. I do ask if you've had a reading, just a pass, you know. There's no sense in redoing that week after week with us, especially if it's not even the same question, but if you've had a reading during the week with the show, it gives others a chance. We have a lot of people calling in, and I've had people say, well, you know, Jethro, it's what I do for the week. I call in all the different radios. Well, if you're doing that, you're putting other energy in. To give you the best and accuracy and most positive reading, you need to be able to share that energy with others that are calling in. So I welcome all of you, and I've had someone that said they called in for the last 2 months about his job and it's not going for him. That's exactly why it's not going. You're calling in and you've put that to statistics. Let's just do the math. You've called in two shows times 2 months, which is actually 16 times 2 is 32 times. You 32 times went and asked 32 individuals to get the same answer about it. What ends up happening is the construity, and those of you who know of manifesting, you put that energy out. So you may be thinking that you're doing it. What you're doing is you're putting some chaos into your karma, because when it puts that much strength in, it's not continually blessing you. It's putting in energies and putting in energies into your future. So for yourself, always limit how many readings you have. So just so you know, I want to thank you. This is Psyche Jethro, and I will be picking up the phone and grabbing a few calls. How about 484? Merry Christmas, 484.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Jethro. It's been a while since I've called you, and I'm really thrilled to be able to talk to you because you're often hosting other wonderful guests.
Thank you.
Is Marilyn calling from Pennsylvania, and I'd love for you to give me an update on my love life or my son, whatever strikes your server.
I love that. I will. And Marilyn, I feel so honored that you called in, and it's good to hear from you. And yeah, we usually do have. We've been trying to get so much knowledge and stuff out there for people. We've got so many ones that have wrote great books and stuff. Marilyn, I'm picking up, excuse me, I'm having a little bit with my blue. Apologize, you guys. I'm having a little bit of energy here, and what they're showing with me, Marilyn, with you, is the strength of your angels and guides beginning to even quote more of some other development there. Some of the other work to go together and begin to really completely get everything going at that level and making sure that everything is handled for you in such a way that you're able to get everything in there together and make sure that it's going. And they said that the guide work is also strengthening out another part of your development in such a way that I feel like that there's a little bit of a hardness here that's had to happen. You had to get stronger for some reason this year.
Makes sense. Every year.
I'm seeing the energy with you working out so strong and so much there that as it turns into a more development for you, it's also putting forth another part of the relationship of each other. And they said that's what's also begun to really develop another part of your relationship, and the other part of the strength for you is that it's begun to really take into more of a sad phenomenal there of not only getting your work together, but making sure that each and everything is, you said your son, and I feel like there's relationships going on there, but you have other people kind of pushing you away while you're trying to hang on to the people you really care the most about. It looks to me like what I'm sensing with him is that he, and this male with the energy, you've got another one, another storm coming, another work happening for you that's going to be even better later with you and some other things working out that is going to strengthen up and make sure that everything else is getting put together in a way that's even more compatible for you, that you can deal with it and not have to have this hurt. There's something here that's really... I apologize. Can you hear my voice? It's like I'm getting very, emotionally, someone's trying to stifle it.
In work? Sure. In what area,
yes.
Jethro?
In your career. I feel that in your career there's something going on there that you're in a position where you're not able to say or do what you really feel when you need to be doing that.
Yeah. Always.
Oh, my gosh. And it is the other part of the situation that's even went to another level for you of making sure that each and every part of that is handled and everything else has gone to a level of making sure that everybody else is going in and dealing with it. It's gotten to a point that they're not only working with your relationship, but they're beginning to... I feel like there's something that it needs to change. They need you, but they don't really want to be respectful to you or something. There's something
being,
there. It's like
they being humans or my guides.
I feel like it's your guides and you. You and your guides are having a problem. You're there because of situation, and the guides are doing a push. But there's not nothing right now that's open. But later there is, and your guides are fighting with you a little push there. And the people that are there are in need of you, but they don't always respect you or treat you like they should. I keep seeing these people pull.
That yes, there are some people there that would rather I not be there because I'm pushing some things through to make it a more respectful, higher integrity environment for the owner as well as for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to get out of their lazy, self-involved selves.
That's what I'm getting, and it's a very emotional. It's very strong. It's very putting forth work. It's going through another energy. It looks like there's also another development handling there for you that's making sure everything is gone and everything is developed in such a way that it doesn't only handle your relationship. It looks like it's also springing forth another work, and it doesn't even continually go through another way. And it doesn't even seem to be able to be handled before it takes into another development again of making sure that everything else is gone there. And they said that it's not only your work, but it looks like you guys are also developing. It needed to change. It had to change for them.
Yeah, there's some spiritual workers there that have not been acting in integrity for this regular, normal business guy, and I feel like I'm there for a spiritual transformation for everybody, even though it's simple work, simple man, simple woman work, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do after this, but I'm standing in my power, and even the owner isn't completely authentic. He's talking, acting like the good guy, but it's to his benefit to listen to me, even though it's not necessarily in his first nature to do that with this little business that he has. But it's transformative for all of us, including me, standing in my power and saying this needs to be done.
So wild. I just and I don't know what's going on that it keeps going through, and it's like you know, I feel like that's part of the other part that's had to be a growth for you. That's when the energy is, that word karma. The guides are showing me that there was a time before where these individuals were relying on you, working with you, pulling energy from you, and you were not able to get them to work or work with you in such a way that you could not understand it. And I feel like that's exactly why the other work's going into another negative thing, too.
Yeah, this, you know? What you were saying was making sense to me. It may sounded like a lot of whatever babble, not in a bad way necessarily, but too general. But what you were saying to me was very specific, and I know there's a wall that I need to break through with work that's been for a lifetime, and I've done for this lifetime since maybe about 21, and I've worked for some time before that, doing, you know, yes sir, yes ma'am, and that wasn't the truth. And so now in this little job that's paying me maybe a quarter of what some other jobs have paid me, I'm really trying to come completely and openly into my truth. And there was even a woman that walked in the office today from another job within the last year where everything was wrong, 100%. There was sexual harassment of myself and others, and it was just bad in every way, shape, or form. And I knew I shouldn't have taken the job, but I took it out of fear. But anyway, this woman wasn't necessarily representative of that, but she is part of that organization. But she came in today, and it felt like, aha, see, you know, this is, you're supposed to be transforming this. This is, she's like the representative of the all the really bad stuff up until now. And it sounds like babble, but it's pretty powerful and very cool.
Oh my gosh, and that's what I feel the other energy is doing. I feel like it went through another energy of work, and it said that it's not the strength in that is going to be able to go there. I love how the angels are working with you, and I thank you, Marilyn, for calling in. I definitely
thank
would
you.
Suggest with you to work with some numerology and some things there, because the angels want you to put some things together. You're there for a reason, and then I feel that there's another situation that's going to open up for you a little later on in the year. They're telling, they're making me laugh. They said that the tax season won't only be intense for that. It'll be really, you're going to be like coming out of a karma that needs to be handled with these individuals. They've been doing it to you for quite a while. It's just going to be really intense. So I'm like, Marilyn, and I thank you, and I love that. And I do that. I've had people say it's easier to just do that with a reading, and especially with over the phone, because I've got so many people listening in, to just do the piece, because they're telling me some other stuff that's very intense, but it's got to come in that point with you. So thank
yeah,
you for calling in.
Thank you, everybody. And there are three people, and that's typically in every situation and work for me. So you're right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche Jethro. We're having some fun. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. A lot of times I have friends writing in and they're talking, and you guys got to realize I'm doing a lot. So I love you. Don't forget that. Just continually come in, check in, have a good time with us. And remember, if you've called in and you've had some energies and you've had some things, please let us know. I had a person write to me 2 weeks ago and let me know that they wrote in 4 months ago and they had a phenomenal experience with Jan Bach Drake, and Jan had helped them work out some things, and they talked about some things and wanted to know what their totem. Long story short, the person did do the work. They found out that not only were they seeing or sensing this animal after it, their guides were talking to them. By Jan pointing out that what their totem was and their animal spirit guide, they were able to move on to that level. So I welcome all of you, and I want to encourage each and all of you guys to take a time, go to psychicsgonewild.com, put in. We're going to be giving those prizes away. We're having some fun. Even more importantly, we're working on some new ideas. We're going to be doing Psychic Jeopardy here in 2015. We've got some new ones, some other ones, some people working on what they're trying to put out. And what we want to get is we want to do the variety. So write to us. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about. I know one of the most funnest things that we will do is we will take time out and take with each individual to make sure they get together and get that reading or that time with the psychic that they need to get with. I have a little bit of time here, and I'm working with some of the other individuals, so hang on, you guys that are trying to get through. I'm still working. It's Friday, and I'm here. I'm doing it alone, but we're kitchen together. We do know that we have some other friends who are working out what they're doing at the same time. So remember, make it happen and do it now. Get into that energy. Start visualizing. Start working with your guides to make sure that you're getting there where you need to be. And they're also working out another part of your relationship of making sure that that karma is getting handled. And they said it is making everyone handle it, and it's like going into another relationship. It'll be even more stronger for you, and there'll be more individuals working out later as the times get to be more intenser for what you want. So I know that's a lot for some of you. Some of you are going, I'm following you, Jethro. I'm going right along. Get in, grab a hold of it, do it. I had some ones writing to me that won the prizes. We got presents. Some of you guys have started to receive some of them. Let us know. Hey, that's what the fun part about it is. We're going to be giving away some really good prizes next week. Go to those psycheskullwall.com, put in the card of yours, put in some stuff. You want to win some big prizes? Yes, you can win more than once. And we have a lot of friends that are writing to me in that are going, Jethro, I've won this year a necklace. I was very nervous about it, and then I found out that you had given me a very nice necklace that was abalone. I was nervous because a friend of mine told me that this is not always something that you should wear if you are a Cancer. Oh, see, I disagree. Abalone is very much with the, you know, it's mother water and working with it. So you should always check. If you do get a gift and it feels awkward, then pass it to someone else. I do know that opals aren't good for Scorpios. I've heard of that. Abalone, I disagree. I feel that it's very good for Cancers. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed it. Pass it on to a friend of yours that's maybe a Pisces or Scorpio that will enjoy it. Merry Christmas. 856, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight? Okay, you can't hear us. We're going to go right on to the next person. We've got 925. It's Psyche Scunwall. How are you tonight?
Hi, Jethro. It's Rennie.
I am so glad you called in. You feeling the love of Santa?
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So glad you called in. And I don't know if you've done this before. What we do is I need to, like that, I got your name, and the guys are telling me, let's talk about which topic. I only can give so much minutes to everybody because we've got so many waiting. But they're telling me with the angels that you are looking at this new year of something with knowledge. You're working on some things of yours. And I feel there's a little bit of a looking back over your shoulder, making sure that you've done the right things here.
Yeah. So like you, I'm also a born psychic medium healer. I'm also Cherokee and Pawnee, so I have that coming through my Native American side. And I'm looking to start into my business of doing healing and spiritual work, but my financial situation is what's preventing me from starting it, and I'm not sure exactly which direction to go with it at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. And that's what I see happening. I see that that's why they're showing me that looking back over it. I feel the financials in the right place. They're showing me many symbols with you that are working out in such a way that it's becoming more and more conclusive for you to be able to handle that relationship and be able to strengthen that up. So that's also happening, and it's beginning to even work more at a level of what you need to do and what's going to be very much verified for you in what you need to have happen. They said it's also not only strengthening out your relationship, but it's beginning to even more than work with it, beginning to develop such a way that will even be more positive for you with the career and money. But there's I'm picking up some other people here. I'm picking up some other stuff with you that is going to be handling that for you too at the same time. So I feel like that there's why there's, but there's something about love and relationship, you know?
Yes, my boyfriend and I just had our 5-year anniversary, and our relationship's getting a lot better.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the ring.
And it's coming. I feel the energy. I'm also feeling another situation, another part of the situation that's going to be even going into it, going into another situation. It's going into your relationship, and you know, no matter what you're looking at, you're going to be developing another part of other work, and they said it's going to be able to do, you know, another part for you to work this out. It cannot handle.
Okay. Are the guides saying which direction specifically I'm supposed to be taking my business, because I really am not seeing if it's more working with people one-on-one or working within an organization with the children, or, you know, more, I don't, that's where I get stuck, is what specific type of work it is that I'm supposed to be starting.
And I feel that energy also going into another level of work for you, that it, they keep telling me that it's going to be, I'm seeing like a business situation with you. First, I thought that you were actually running a business that was caregiving or handling individuals and work, but I see it's a business that's working out of with the numbers and working together, like you're in the, I feel like the human resource part of it, or the center of an office or something, is what I'm feeling. They're telling me that you have a really good way of handling what makes sense to you, and you're really good about, you know, as a whole, handling the team, making sure everybody's getting their needs met.
Mm-hmm.
And that you will also be able to deal with this in such a way that it will be even better for you as things begin to work out, another relationship of making sure that each thing goes for you. The angel said you weren't only done, you know, making sure that your life was going into another work, but that it would eventually become even more strengthened out, and it would become one of those things that you would take on in your way of it's like you're going to have a choice between a couple of careers. Talk to me a little bit about it, because you've got to, and I apologize, there's some people behind you. I'm giving her a few more minutes. They're all pushing. It's okay. You'll make it up. It's fine. What they're showing me with you and the angels is that you've got a very good heart filled decision, but your mind goes real quick and you're able to do multiple tasks or something.
Yes. I have a degree in psychology. I want to go back to school and finish my doctorate. I'm good with numbers. I have the energy healing abilities. I can read people as soon as I meet them. So I kind of get everything all at once, and I'm able to facilitate and teach people and...
Perfect. I feel that energy. You're very gifted. And the guides were telling me that's why I'm seeing so many multiple energies. And they're saying that the higher elders and the blessing with you are telling you, here's the many ways of it. As we know, as Native American, you look the other way. You always see the different energies, because the guides are showing you there's many, not only this career that you can do here, but I do see you, it's a center, and I see you helping individuals. I see them coming in. It reminds me of my Rocky Mountains, my home, of like people going in where they come into a clinic or a place and you're helping the individuals and you're giving them the facilities to do it, and you will be multiple tasking because you are a healer. The green is just, that's why it's hard to read you for a minute, because it's like all around your energy. It's got straight green energy. And then the guides are telling me that that's the other part that's even coming to another level for you that's going to be even stronger, is that you're going to be able to get everything that you need handled in a way that'll be even better. And that's what I'm still getting at. I get you doing a center, a facility, and I feel like that's why you've been picking up all these levels. You're going to be one of those people who go in and people come to you for even not just counseling, but coming to you to see and work with the energy. You're also working out something with your, this is a life for you to pick up and not only be the healer, but the shaman life you had before, and all that power is still coming to you to help many.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I'm here to change the world one person at a time.
And I believe you will. You're very blessed. I thank you, because I'm getting all this purple and beautiful green energy. And thank you for calling in. I hope I helped. I'm sorry we got so many people. Definitely get a time where maybe we can do a reading with you. You know, I do like half an hour to an hour, because you've got some other abilities with your totems. You've got a whole group there that is just biting at the bit, or chipping, or wanting, or running, or flying, trying to get in to help you, and they can't wait to do this. One person at a time is a good answer, but you're going to help many. And I feel blessed that you called in. Thank you.
Thank you, Jethro. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. And I've had a lot of people write and go, Jethro, you're going here. I am having a little bit of energy tonight. And what's ironic is We've had such a blessing this last year. I'm going to go over a little bit of that with all of you guys that are calling in. We've got quite a few, and we do a little bit of teaching here. I know those of you that have been studying the mantras or working with the energies are realizing that saying and doing different energies, different things out there is also a really good way to get your energy handled and make sure that no matter what you're doing or what's going on, it's able to get each and everybody together, and then it takes into another level of making sure that you're getting what you had first wanted yourself to be together, and that's another development of strength and positive work. And the angels are telling me that it's not only your work, but it's handling all of that, the positive situations and the other work and all of the blessings that we want to get together and make sure that each and every person is getting into another work of it. It's that kind of bless. So if you're working out any of the different systems, let me know. If it's from meditation and, going into the work, and they said that nobody, as handled, they said it's becoming even stronger. And they said that you're also going into another situation and it's very strong and very intense for you. Sit down, take that time, get it handled. Don't promise me this year you will look into the energies of what's going on in here and now. A lot of individuals that we work with want that out here. Stop here and now. Look at the energy, complete the energy, and you take that focus. You grab onto it, you handle the relationships, and you're ready to go. So I love all of you guys. We're getting a hold of some of the phones are back on, and here we go. 315, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild, 315.
Hi, Jethro. It's Annette.
Hi, it's good to hear from you. How have you done this wonderful year?
Good. I just wanted to call and tell you thank you that I get Necklace and Jan's poems.
Oh, did you get the beautiful, Jan? Did such a phenomenal job. I read them on Wednesday's show, and we've had so many positive responses. Share a Smile and The Night Before Christmas, they're just beautiful.
Uh-huh, yeah. But I was going to ask you on the stone. My stone is green. And I'm a Sagittarius, so what could you tell me with that? And I don't know if it's a wolf or a fox.
Okay. And I'm looking here. I'm cheating, you guys that are looking in and going, Jethro, this isn't a psychic phone, but I'm grabbing it on, okay, and I've got it up on Facebook, and I see it, and it is a fox. You've got a fox one. The green one that you're wearing, the stone there is, and they are agates. All of them are agate stones that were done through there. This is actually, it's a natural green agate, but it is, the fox is the time to wear when you want to be cunning or working with energy. And being you're a Sagittarius, it's ironic because a lot of Sagittarius work with the fire, obviously. The red-tailed fox isn't a friend of yours. And they're telling me that you are, sometimes you're very cunning, and this is what's gotten you before. You went through some physical things this month, and you have to be careful because a fox also is one who attracts the wrong, sometimes, relationships. People who want to maybe use you or have other ideas and don't understand you.
Uh-huh.
You,
oh, yeah.
You're very gentle. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is and it's ironic now. You're wearing a totem that this is something that's magical. The fox goes between. Have you ever seen a fox? And those of you who have chickens, like I did as a child, foxes do not, they go like a coyote. They go the boundaries. They stay between the fence and the line. They go out around places. They're known for that crafty that. A fox can get in almost any place. I have friends who have foxes as pets. And one of the ironic things is that they decide they can get in or out of anything. They're like a goat. But what's magical about it is they stay in between. So wearing that, and when you have it around, it's a time for you to do your magic. So it's something I would wear it like maybe on a day when you felt like you were festive and magical. You want to be a little hidden too, because Merlin utilized the fox a lot, and it was known in the days before that if you wanted the energy to work with you, you would take that magic of the fox, wear the symbol or wear the totem, and then you could kind of go in between. Let's say you want to check on your children or you want to check on a relationship. Say, I'm just not feeling right. Is this who it's supposed to be? You can wear this. It also can make you invisible if you're dealing with some stress and you want to just take off and do a Calgon moment. Remember the old commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I just wanted to find out what the meaning of the fox was in the stone. So I appreciate that.
No,
and I appreciate
fine.
My gift.
Do you like, they're called, my godmother always called them Mary Poppins toast. It's where you make like a French toast, but then you put a little bit of spice in it. You put a touch of nutmeg, a touch of clove, and then you put a little bit of cinnamon, and you mix it into the batter. And then when you fry the bread, it gets that taste. And then you put a little bit of light honey and butter over it. And it's a very good one for Sagittarius. And those herbs with that totem, wearing that totem, will bring something magical in that day. It's something you might try and let me know what you do. I thought people tease me about my magic foods, but they work.
Okay, honey, I'll do that. But I wanted to thank you again, okay?
Oh, you did. Thank you for calling in, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Okay, honey, you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Those of you tuning in, we are wild. And I say we, but today I'm having a little bit of trouble with the Skype, and that happens. But it's Jethro. I'm winging it on Friday here and having a blast, missing my other hostess. But I'm not sure. Sometimes we all get so busy that I may have missed the cue. But bear with me. I'm trying to get in some other friends. And what's even more fun is me and you are having some good time together. Maybe that's the way it was meant to be. Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy New Year. We've got some individuals writing in. We were talking to our wonderful friend Nanette here a minute ago about the totem, the fox. If you're in doubt and you don't know, those of you who haven't read my book, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, please get it for me. It's on Amazon.com. Get it because it tells you how to tell your totem. You can stand perfectly calm in a room, preferably a bathroom that has a mirror about that size of mirror. It can be a larger mirror. In a room with no lighting, you need to have nothing but the natural. Then relax. Put your feet where you're standing straight up, and your shoulders and your feet are at the same distance, meaning that if you are a person that your shoulders are, you know, let's say actually 2.5 feet across, your feet are in exactly that way. Look at the mirror, focus, but look without looking. Relax, look at your eyes without a glazed state. Move from one foot to the other foot, slowly moving. You will begin to notice your energy. That is your aura. A lot of times you will see white at first, and it's a cool sensation. I had a lady got frightened. She goes, I didn't see any white. Didn't mean it. It meant that she was too mentally doing it. Make sure when you do these exercises, you have relaxed, breathe in, calm down, put your energies into your seven chakras, got yourself in a good meditative state. Those of you who are not really into the chakras of the Buddha, make sure that you've sat down, got yourself in a very calm prayer state. A lot of times people give what they feel like when they're in church, giving their prayers or talking to their higher power, sitting down with energy. Native American, when you feel that you're out there in the nature and you're working with them, relaxed state. Feel that. Step from one foot to the other foot. Move slightly without looking at the top of your head, almost at the top of what we call the crown. Those of you who know that's a couple inches above your head, or you can look to the sides of your head, you will begin to also notice at that point, not only the white, but looking deeper, closer to your body, the colors. Now, pay attention to those colors. There's your aura. Let's say you're seeing a lot of beautiful blue. It doesn't mean you're the true blue, the greatest, you know, Superman or Superwoman that hit the world off. Of course you are, and we love you. But what you're seeing with that blue is you're actually seeing your throat chakra, and it's telling you something. If it's very, let's say, sky blue, those of you know the color of the sky, it means that you're very verbal and it's a time for you to sit back and you're very good positive energy. And if it's a little bit in between that, let's say a little closer to the ocean blue as it's going, not the dark, dark blue of the ocean, those of you know the real blue like a Virgin Islands, but just a blue, then it also means to you that you have got something you need to express. Going all the way through the darker blues to where you get to the midnight blue, the very dark, dark indigo blue, which is another chakra we'll talk about, the indigo. Close to that darker energy there is going on. You are utilizing your intuitive habits. Things are going on around you, and you need to be aware. So these are the little clips of just doing that. Please check out the rest of the book. I don't want to give it all away to you because I do need to sell the book so I can continue on doing this. So check it out at Amazon.com, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. Those of you who haven't got the Living in the Psychic Realm, hang on, because next week we're going to be giving some of those prizes away, and we'll be signing those and sending those out to the winners, and we're just going to have a blast. Lithmacy, those of you who studied and listened and understood Gary Wimmer, our phenomenal Monday man. His Lithmacy book is phenomenal. It tells you how to read, how to put the system together with real stones, semi-precious stones, and a round circle grid, different parts of the planet, patient constellations, and putting it down, dropping them, how to do Lithmacy. Gary does do classes. Those of you who've listened to Gary Wimmer, get contacting psychicsonwall.com, Gary, and he'll even set up and teach you that over that, or you can buy the book and learn at home as you go. I have a lot of individuals writing in, and I want to tease you guys. Tonight, we're just kind of going to take a little bit of easy. this is a little bit of an exercise I want to work with all of you. Those of you who are very much wanting and needing to work with the elements to be able to read. Now, this is a very positive exercise. It's something that can be done any time of the year, no matter where you are, but it takes a simple tool. Let's say you're in a place that's perfect if you can do it outside, someplace where you can see a fire. A fire can be a candlestick where you've lit in a candlestick, or it can be where you're actually out where you light a fire in a safe place where you can put it out and it's in a rock enclosure and it's a campfire or a fire or whatever with the rocks and the energy. Making sure you've got everything going there, put that, build that together, watch and relax and feel the joy of where you are. Now, obviously, I have safety rules. Do not build a fire in your house, or then you know what I'm saying here. But if you just got the candle and that's all you can do and you're living in town and you know there's no place, you light the candle, light it safe, do the energy, relax. Begin to relax and visualize your energy moving towards it, sending it towards it. Not breathing, not physically moving your hands, just sitting relaxed with you, looking at that flame, feeling that flame. Visualize the flame raising up, raising down, completely moving, going around. You'll begin to see the dancing of the flame. That's a very positive expression. It's very true. Mentally, you are using your sixth sense to dance with that flame. That magic within you is something that all of us do. We've done this since we were children. It's something that's very fun. If you're doing it, it's a very light thing. I used to do it, and especially in church, very positive. Visualize it. It's a very good thing to do. It gives you the power of you controlling it. That's the same way your sixth sense is. You are doing it. So you just sit there, you're feeling it. Later you will sit down, and then the left side of your brain, as all humans, will kick in, and it'll go, you're doing it because the wind was there. You're doing it because your children were in the room. There was something going on. Maybe it was the draft of the house you live in. No. That's where you put your energy in, and you go, I know I'm doing this. I'm doing it. It will strengthen up. For those of you who have abilities already, please try these at home, some of these exercises. Write to me. Let me know. This is what we do. For those of you that are light healers, make sure that you're sitting, putting energy in, raising it to your vibration, making sure it's going there. We love all of you. I've got so many people trying to get in, and we're just doing a few phone calls tonight. I thank all of you. It's been a long week. Those of you know, I had a little bit of a accident. I didn't listen to the guys, and we got in a little bit of a thump bumper where someone bumped into us. We're okay. The dog's okay. We were so grateful that no one really got hurt bad. It was very unfortunate. The people in between, the person that hit and us, his car was totaled. So was the person's car totaled behind us. The guys blessed us, and we walked away and had a little bit of a light bumping on a rental car, and we were just so grateful. So I thank all of you guys, but I am doing a little bit less, and it's a free show. That's why I had someone tell me yesterday, well, Jethro, your show. I said, okay, I'll give you back what you gave me. Here's your free. So welcome. Well, come on in. Come to PsychicsGoneWild.com. That's the fun of Blog Talk. Those of you who want to see the shows here, you've got to go and do our websites to keep us here. Or like we happened before, we went to another radio show. Please support us on Facebook or these areas so that we can continue to give you prizes and be here for you. 715, you got in.
Good evening. Thank you for all the wisdom you're sharing tonight.
Thank you. I'm probably talking way too much. I'm a blabber lips. You can tell. I've had my show.
Oh, no. It is appreciated.
Thank you.
I was wondering if, my name is Kevin. I was wondering if you could give me a general reading.
Yes, I would love that. And Kevin, what I'm picking up from your guides with you is a very strong energy. I'm seeing the manifestating with you, and that word keeps happening. And they're telling me that you have a raven, which also means to me that you're able to deal with and handle quite a bit of situations. I feel like that you've been through this year of a strength of what you're going to have. You're able to do sometimes things that people don't understand. I feel like your career or work, you take a theory or something and you make it tangible is what they're telling me. And for a general reading, I would say around your life and the other work that's happening for you, Kevin, is beginning. It's time for you to really get back the things. It's hard for you sometimes to accept the love back that you give out.
That's true.
I'm seeing. I feel that there's a person that loves you that you care and you handle, but sometimes it's a little frustrating. And so you I don't want to say the words, but you pull it within. You just go okay, and you take the energy of it and you work with it, and you never really seem to get the other energy worked out there. It's like there's a love going. It reminds me of a parent relationship. There's something with this person with you that you're giving out this, and it's a little sometimes a little frustrating because they have a little bit of a curt tongue or they have a little way, and you've just gotten so used to help and love and help and love that there's a little bit of bandages around your heart, I feel, a little bit.
Yep, you're right on.
Oh my gosh, you're a good person, and I got to tell you, your guides are telling me very clearly and very positively that you have strengthened yourself to a level of making sure that each and every one of us, everything is happening for you, and everything's going together, Kevin, in such a new way that you're able to. There's a change, and just generally, they're telling me that it's like you're building track. I see like a railroad building. You're building something that you've already got a plan that in the next couple of years you're going to be able to live the life that Kevin wants. I feel like there's a part of Kevin that you have to put out, but there's a part of Kevin that's really unique and beautiful that has to kind of sneak it in when no one knows, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be my light worker path up an area that's pretty dense as far as understanding goes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, my respect. I was born in a rural place, Wyoming, and it was like very country. And to be a reader in a cow town, it was the biggest joke. One time I had people, the lady told me, she goes, you're really freaking me out. She says, what am I going to cook for tomorrow? What's my pie going to be like? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I told her, I said, now I feel like your recipe, man. I see this, you know, and it was like, you know, it's so frustrating for people that don't understand what we're doing. Kevin, I'm glad you're such a light being. I keep seeing this raven with you, and it's a beautiful experience. It's like the blue of the raven's feathers, and that tells me that some of the things you've already got working on is coming. It's just when they show it to me, it looks like within the next couple months you're going to see the sun, such a beautiful sunrise as it really starts to even strengthen up for what you need on Valentine's. February is just a beautiful time for you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. That's what I was partially wondering. I'm kind of between work and following my heart, but not sure if it's the right direction. So obviously I must be going in the right way.
Yeah, and it's been a little slower, and I understand part of it, but you're right. Do it cautiously. You're a very smart man. Sometimes you get in a little trouble of you've already came and went, and then the guides make you slow down and go, Kevin, now we got more stuff. They're telling me, you got an agent.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Kevin, we got more stuff. You're like, all right. And then you like Paul Bunyan. You like to grab more work on your shoulders. And eventually they're like, okay, we got a little more, a little less here, a little more, a little. And so I feel very blessed. I thank you for calling in. Please, you know, go to psychicsgonewild.com. If you would follow the show, those of you, I know some of you guys are new. And it's so nice. I've done this for, well, now we're going on our fourth year. And I just want to make sure you guys that are following, go on that right side, click that, and, you know, come back and say hey once again.
Once I get back online, I will do that. And thank you for the blessing, and bless you for the work you do, sir. I appreciate it.
Oh, that meant a lot to me. Thank you, Kevin. You rock. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, sir.
We are wild, and those of you tuning in, we're getting a little wilder. We've had some fun. We got to talk to our friend Lynette up there in New York with her necklace, a new friend we made named Kevin, and we're just rocking and rolling. I hope you guys know this is the love of what this is about. We have so many friends. The friends on Facebook, those of you that are going to the Real Psyches Gone Wild room, please continue to go in there. We're giving out some stuff. Sometimes we do readings. I was giving out some aura readings. It's the best way if you put in there. Every now and then we give out a reading. I was hoping for some of you would like to do some numerology, maybe some astrology. I have a really phenomenal thing that I have people say, Jethro, what is my totem? And sometimes we go in there, but get with it, do a little bit of that. We give this out, and that way you know if it's the reader. I got to tell you, I come from, I was telling earlier to Kevin, from Wyoming, and I remember going into the big metro, you know, part of Colorado and Denver, Colorado. Whoa, whoa, here you go. Big places, you know, holistic summer fairs, fall festivals, and you walk in and you've got 185, 190 psychics and healers and readers all there. Here I am very gifted, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how do these people go to the right one? Then I asked the angels and guides, and they told me the night before the fair, they said, the people that need to come to you will get to you, and the people that you need to be will know of you. Stay in your space, hold your heart, and feel the energy. So every time it would get awkward, everything would do, I would just feel my energy, feel my heart. And I was busy upon busy. I had people going, oh my gosh, you got people standing in line. I'm so grateful. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Other people had people got a little uptight. So I sent the blessing to them. I said, no, share this blessing. Here, we've got enough people for everybody. The lady came to me and goes, would you like to do the Colorado Springs? It's next week. And I'm like, sure, you know, why not? And somebody's like, and it was all this. Every time something came to me that was a little bit, anything, I just put the positive light on. So someone came up to me in the fair and she's like, what are you doing? You're from, you know, you're from Wyoming, and here you've got, and your grandfather raised sheep. My goodness. I said, yeah, wasn't it great? I said, we had the most fun up there on Laramie Peak. And I just went on talking. Another person came up later in energy. Well, it was, and being in your heart space, I didn't let the other energy go. For those of you new students, those of you that are reading and really breaking ground, they will test you. Your guides and them will test you very much, and you will feel that energy. So be ready and love it, embrace it. And it's a good test, because every time you put the love out, it just multiplies. It's like the most fun. What I learned and what I really got out of the whole thing after it was all over and everything else is the more positive, the more strength, everyone did do the work. I had one lady who did not understand me. She couldn't understand what a totem was, why I was talking about her chakra. She didn't want to do energy, and I was so worried. I thanked her. She went on her way. Now I'm talking, you know, I'm telling my age here. I'm talking the 80s, and this person wandered out and went on, and I got in my vehicle, and I was going home, and I felt so bad. I thought, you know, I never took anything from her. No, you know, no, nothing was exchanged, but I couldn't read her. So I sat down, and I pulled over the car, just pulled over, went to a place that was real quiet off to the side of the road, and I sat down and I meditated and I looked at the energy. And then I realized, sadly, the person didn't want to accept the love. She was very, very sad. So I did a prayer for her. I did a prayer really strong, and I put that work out, and I put that magic of it. It was during this time of the year is my meaning to this story. So I put it out, and I put the energy, and I said, you know, may this person have a blessing. And I realized at Christmas time, may she have a blessing. May she feel and know the love that she has. And I felt good. I felt good again. So I went on my way, and I thought, okay, I can't make everyone happy, but I did the best work that I could do. I got home. I sat down. I'm working on my stuff. I'm getting things together. Back then, I owned a restaurant, and I'm getting ready for, you know, the week, because it was a very busy time, and I had took off, you know, that weekend to do the fair, and I'm getting stuff ready, and I'm thinking of my specials, and I'm getting everything up, and it was a very, very good career back then. And I realized this is going to be good, and I just got the overpowering feeling. They said, you're going to see her again. And I kid you not, the lady that I couldn't read for, I did see her. It was an October fair, and within about a month and a half, I ran into her out shopping down in Colorado. We always went there to buy. They had really good sales in the bigger places. We went there to buy this some gifts and everything for my family. It was in there. Lo and behold, here she is. She walks up to me. She told me, she says, I remember you. And she told me, she says, I remember you're the guy with the funny name. You're Jackie or Joko. And I said, no, Jethro. We talked for a few minutes. I just told her, I wish I'd been able to read you better. And then she told me, she says, no, you did read me right. The things you said were, but I wasn't really ready to hear what you said. And so it's okay. And she hands me the amount and starts to get all emotional of what the reading was. And I go, no, I'm not worried about that. She goes, no, I just want you to know. She goes, something you did was very magical. She goes, I got home that night, and my family and me had been having some problems, and that's what I'd kind of come to you about. And then I chickened out. I didn't want to hear what you might say. You had said somebody was going to call me on the phone and that they would be released and it would come out and it would be done. Long story short, her father and her had had some problems for years and years. I was on the reading, but I was seeing that night, and I was a little bit ahead of my future. And I predicted exactly the person calling. It was a male. Other people would be, oh, you're general, you're doing. That's how it works. Now, I've seen it on there, and I've seen it go, okay, here we are reading. They're telling me Uncle Tom is telling me this and that. It will do that, but you've got to be ready for it. I won't do that over the radio, and I had someone tell me why, because it is personal. You don't want to hear all that. You want to come in and be entertained a little bit, and I want to give you a good, positive, strong reading, but when we're sitting down, it is that. So for those of you who know, I've done this over 30-some years. The reason is it's good and accurate. The lady went on to tell me the thing, and this is why I continue to do it after all those years. Her and her father made peace. They did a very, very positive energy. They talked for hours and hours, and I had brought up some other things, and that also happened during that conversation. 3.5-hour conversation with each other. He let her go off the and then that night he went in and went to sleep and went home. And that was the last conversation she had with her father. So she felt I had done magic. Magic was just opening ourselves up to the light. We've got less than 60 seconds, me and you together. I love you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro. Remember, this is the time of the year to keep the magic alive, because you're worth it. Stay wild. It is the way to be, because that's how we all are. I love you guys. See you on Facebook, or if you get a chance, tune in next week. We're going to be here. I've got a phenomenal group of friends on our back. We're going to rock this airwave like we always do and help all of you that we can. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Talk to you New Year's Eve for me. I'll be there giving out those prizes. Go to the Cartagers. You'll want to win.